For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
You can't even issue a warrant for me.
Might as well leave.
Well, no, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to speak with the prosecutor.
You can go in there without the camera.
Well, please step aside. I'm going in.
No, you're not going in.
Don't touch me.
You're not going in, sir.
Let the record show that you just battered me.
Step back.
And you're using...
Yeah, jumping on late, right?
I've been throwing raw chicken on my kid's face.
just throwing unprepared sausages.
He seems to like it.
That
he's got a rash.
That and then it's got a rash. That and then the weird kind of lying to your kid on innocuous things.
Yeah,
and making them believe something their entire life that isn't real. But it doesn't matter. It's not like you're saying, like, listen, son, you know, vaccines, you're going to get cancer if you get them, right? It's like,
yeah.
Listen, there's the ever elusive buffalo wild wing.
The buffalo chicken. Yeah.
Which I think is so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, this kid's going to get eventually ragged on in school.
Right.
Because.
But it's so funny.
It's great.
Yeah, and I think you got to find one of those. I think you and your wife need to agree on this. Soon, you need to find the thing that you're like, we are going to be committed to this thing until Charlie is a teenager.
Yeah,
we want him to bring this home.
We want him to get bullied one day.
This is we're doing like the 15-year long con joke here.
You know, the 50s version was the jackalope of this, right? Where like a guy had to go out and like glue antlers to a bunny's head.
So funny.
Google anyway, images now. We can just.
So this
it.
Is this is Did You Read It, weekly podcast about the internet, but way over at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Free Day, and over there is Dog Boobs.
the hypothetical Dog Boobs right now.
Who may or may not be showing up any minute now.
Yeah, we think that she'll arrive. But
because we have hard outs.
Right.
Because we all have to get to the trading floor at the NASDAQ.
Yeah,
we
got to get back to the mines.
We are going to start.
Have we propagated the idea that we work in salt mines? I'm trying to get that rumor spread. Like, I want people to be like, you know, there's this podcast I listen to. They're really funny. They know the internet really well, and they work on the salt mines of Northern California.
Yeah, yeah. Those are real places. I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
We went there on a field trip in the fourth grade.
Salt mine.
Yeah.
Did you go...
I went interview. I dropped off my application because they're like, this is where you're going to end up, kid. You should learn how to shovel salt.
I love the idea of a teacher taking a bunch of kids to the salt mines on a vacation.
I remember the field trips we went on were like, none of them were sexy. Like, we went to the water reclamation plant.
Wow.
And I just remember you go up that round stairway to get to the top of the water bin, and we all looked in the bin.
Amazing.
And all I remember is a sea of these rubber round things that were floating, and I didn't know what they were until about 2 or 3 years later. It was hundreds and thousands of flushed condoms were
amazing
floating on top of this water. Ugh. This dirty water before they cleaned it.
Bring back public education. That's what I said.
And that's where I learned about safe sex.
Amazing. It's so funny. But anyway, so in light of Dog Boobs, she's going to be stumbling in here any moment.
She'll be frazzled.
She'll be frazzled, which is the way. It's the way of the Lord.
To be honest, like on this pod, she's kind of the, she's like the coked up rocker on this pod. Like she comes in like drinking Jack Daniels.
Yeah. I want to hear the story that
still up
precipitates
from,
this.
Still up from last night.
Exactly.
Just like smoking a heater. Like, what are you fucking losers up to? You're like, hey, Dog Boobs, we've been here since 6 a.m.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the bullying that she gives us every fucking day.
She's the Freddie Mercury in this group, right?
She is. Yeah, when what you don't see behind the behind the microphones is the amount of cyberbullying we're subject to from Dog Boobs.
Yeah,
she's, like, we're literally in person with her, and she'll send us notes on our respective Instagram pages. It calls us fags and stuff.
Yeah, she says, you guys are fags and I'm the best.
Yeah. She treats us.
We're like, and then she just like rubs her nipples. You're like, whoa, Freddie Mercury, dude. Like, keep it to like a pack a pod.
Yeah.
Quit smoking two packs a pod. Yeah,
keep it a pack a pod, please. One is fine, but you're crossing the limits by doing two packs a pod, two packs in an hour. Anyway, so we'll do a little front page review, which we haven't done since our first front page review. We'll do it. Fucking chill, guys. Shout out to everybody who's new to the pod. I know we got a couple this past week. It seems like we had a couple people find us somehow. So the real hero here is the iTunes algorithm, I think, because somehow they're fucking feeding us up.
Finally recognizing our glory.
Finally. But thanks as always to Darth Chubb himself for being the gatekeeper.
Shout out Darth Chubby, great name. Every time I hear it, I just think this guy's about to get an erection.
Right. Anyway, all right, so let's talk about some of the things that have been happening this past week. So despite the horrors, I feel very bad for what's happening in New Zealand, and we don't want that. But anyway, there are other things that are happening on the front page that are actually pretty interesting. And the top three right now from the past week are about the trash tag. Have you been following this?
No.
So trash tag is it's like a trash cleanup initiative that seems to be taken over in Asia right now. And it's quite quite inspiring, because it's literally people showing a like destroyed fucking disgusting beach and then showing it afterwards after they've cleaned it up.
Are you on top of the week?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, 141,000 upvotes right now.
Oh, yeah.
And the top three are all trash tag
I did see this.
Images, right?
Which is really cool. And then I saw this great Chevy commercial last night that was about veterans finding their purpose by cleaning up dirty beaches. And it was like a nice
cool
tearjerker of a commercial.
I like it.
But it was this kind of idea, which I'm wondering if Reddit gives to Chevy now, too. Cool. Shout out Reddit for creating culture.
I don't know if this is a Reddit thing, but I...
fuck Chevy for stealing all of our ideas on Reddit, dude.
Shout out Reddit for creating culture, dude.
It is very amazing. You go to one of these beaches and it's just littered with trash, and you're like, man, this would be nice if...
Right.
And I think it's shifting the public relationship with garbage. It's like, if you just, we're obviously, our relationship with garbage here is like, you're shamed when you throw garbage on the ground, unless you smoke, then it's just like,
isn't that a weird thing? It's a really strange
thing. It boggles
phenomenon.
My mind how, if you just take a walk in America, like how many cigarette butts you'll see. It's like thousands.
Yeah. And people, I've done this as well, of course.
Coke can on the ground or like a McDonald's wrapper, someone would. The lady that would come up to you.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
wearing a macaroni bead necklace and like a magician's swamp.
I am that lady. Yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse you.
And I literally yelled out my window the other day. A guy didn't pick up after his dog shit on in grass, fairness to him. And I just like yelled out. I was like, pick up your shit. And he started running after my car.
What was he going
to
do?
It was not in a nice neighborhood. Could have done a lot of bad things to me.
Machete your arms.
In all fairness, it was a poor judgment from me, but I like that this is a teen trend too, because I think that teen trends, I love them. I fucking love
the
I love the weird teen trends that happen. Like the currently the Momo challenge has been making waves, which I don't know if you followed that one. I'll explain that
the Momo
in a moment.
Yeah.
But
I got a kid, dude. I gotta be I'm watching Hoda.
Hoda is on the Momo challenge.
Freddie Mercury in the house.
Freddie Mercury has come. We made a lot of subplots for you in your absence. So
we compared you to Freddie Mercury in Queen as being the.
Also, you're a bad cyberbully.
Super sorry. Yeah. I'm a bad cyberbully.
You're a really bad cyberbully.
Like not good at it or really.
No, you're good at it.
Like a mean person.
You just call us fags.
Oh my god.
During the pod But not to our face. You're very charming to our face, but right. You Instagram us messages.
Shit. Yeah, that's true.
Being very, very mean to us.
That's called back end right there.
Back end cyberbullying.
Yeah. Agreed. But we were talking about the trash tag challenge. I don't know if you've been following this. We're on the front page still.
Tell me more.
So the trash tag, so we've already kind of gone into it, but it's, dog moves, everybody.
Dog moves. Hey guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
I fell asleep last night on the couch watching Killer Couples and set an alarm. So I apologize for being late.
Sorry guys. Like I'm on a 48 hour Sims bender. Haven't slept in a week.
I just built an entire town on The Sims, okay? So I'm a little tired.
You fools have no idea.
No idea what I do.
But anyway, so the trash tag challenge is top on the past week. Top three images, actually. This. And it's basically just people cleaning up their fucking bullshit earth that everybody else has made. And I like that it's a teen challenge because I think we have the Momo challenge, which has been kids killing themselves.
Right.
And then we have Tide Pods, which I'm still very pro Tide Pod challenge.
Me too.
I think it was just like a good moment.
They're delicious. It's
eating
funny.
Soap is cool because it makes you poop.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
it's funny. I mean, listen, it's
Simple
funny.
And, just
and
do the
we,
math.
The things we do for humor, I think, are very important.
One plus two
important.
Equals so, diarrhea yep. every time.
Right. So, and then now we have trash tag, which I think is the most wholesome.
When you think about what you'd rather read about, would you rather read about kids killing themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
I'm kidding. I mean,
it's a good point.
I'm kidding,
it is a good point.
Obviously.
She's a marketer, guys. She knows how to market.
She's been watching Killer Couples all night.
That's true,
too
actually.
Many killer
can you
couples.
Can you give us a little review of what it's all about? I don't know anything about Killer
oh,
Couples.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are looking for a show that combines really sexy reenactments,
okay.
better looking actors than the real people.
We're talking right. Civil War?
No, just like... Okay.
Talking really sexy Civil War reenactments.
Modern
really,
war.
Like, if you take like a really trashy couple and then cast really hot actors to
Tight.
Play them, it's like 80% reenacting sexual encounters that cause them to go insane and kill their significant others.
I like it.
Whoa.
It's great.
It's
great.
My dream is to be an actor in one of those reenactments.
See, this is something I've always wanted to be the person in CSI Miami that like they find my body on the beach.
Okay.
Because
you want to be the dead body.
Yeah. Right.
That's like
paid,
a little bit blue. Has a crab crawling on your back.
Exactly.
Tight.
Think of that. You get paid for it and you get to just lay there.
You get
That's
to
a great
nap.
Idea.
Yeah.
I mean, money for sleeping?
Money for sleeping, man?
What is this, the greatest job ever?
It's like everybody, that's people always like, well, like you need to just get to play video games, you get paid for it, and they get paid $5 an hour, and it's
right.
just like a room filled with like extremely musty, like Cheeto yeah. breath, you know? You're like, this is the greatest job ever.
Dude, I'm quitting college, dude.
I'm quitting college.
All right, what else is on the front page?
Look, here's another one for all you cigarette smokers. 8,000 cigarettes picked up off the street to be recycled. 8,000.
That's fucking insane.
Whoa.
I mean, people... I just don't understand why you're allowed to throw one kind of trash,
right.
but you're not allowed to throw most other kinds of trash.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So are you advocating for other kinds of trash?
Let us throw
I'm
all.
Advocating for, if yeah, I want to throw all my trash on the ground.
That's fair.
I don't want
to
be...
Give the teens something to do other than kill themselves,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, give the... throw your trash.
Trash for teens.
Trash yeah. for teens.
Equal trash rights, you know? Equity in trash.
I like it. That's very funny. What else is happening?
Yeah, I like this trash challenge, man.
The trash challenge is nice.
Cool.
It feels wholesome. It feels like it feels like something that you'll be able to put on your college application.
Right.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is a probably okay. Oh, we got to talk about that. How are we not talking about this? So, this is important. So, if anybody's been following the news over the past week, we know that there's been a massive college admission scandal. And we are uniquely positioned
That's
to
correct.
Have this conversation because I don't remember the exact quote, but somebody called out Arizona State University
oh
as like
God.
The, well, like wasn't going to just go to Arizona State University.
Aunt Becky's husband was like, I don't want my daughter going up. someplace like Arizona State University.
Fucking asshole.
Deeply offended.
Yeah. Right.
Deeply offended.
So as we've mentioned many times, Fried over here has the highest honored education from.
That's correct.
Were you cum laude or anything like that?
I was mama cum laude, dude.
Oh, tight. Okay. Which I think is a distinction at Arizona State University.
Do you have any idea how much multitasking we had to balance with drinking Natty Lights,
right?
Dipping on roofs,
right?
And then archery class,
dipping on roofs. So let's talk about what this admission scandal really is all about,
yes.
And then let's hear a piece from you as the Arizona State guy. So
the genius in the room.
Yeah, the genius in the room. So I fucking love this story because I hate rich old people, as it's well documented.
This is proof that money gets you what you
literally
want.
Whatever you want. Like, this is like Snowpiercer for college, pretty much.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So many people just were like, see? Told you.
Dude. And it's,
told you.
But this is like, we all know this. Like, it's not new news.
So
But
juicy.
The fucking frustrating part is the fact that it is... like so brazen, and I've heard a lot of people say this, and I think it's totally true. It's like, what's the difference between literally paying a fucking fraudulent guy to just go like pay off the soccer coach who's, you know, maybe not getting paid that much anyway to let your kid into Stanford, and literally buying a library? You know what I mean? Because that's what they've been doing that forever anyway, where they literally just buy a library and they go, cool, well, this means that like my fucking deadbeat son gets to go to Stanford, right? And Stanford's like, yeah, I don't whatever, dude, I don't care,
give us
like,
some books.
Yeah, just here, don't even fill out an application, just like tell him to go to class sometimes. If he gets bad grades, let us know.
It's been going on, and they're private companies and they can do what they want. I mean, their choice, and everyone seems to go along with it,
right?
Money gets you you know, a first class ticket on a 737 MAX 8.
Right.
And
another shout out, another
true. Cult.
And it gets
you're
you
peppering in the cultural moments today.
Pretty much on the pulse, dude.
Shout out Boeing. Your stock is on the plunge. So
shout out.
Now's the time
friend
to
the
buy.
Pod.
Right? Yeah, pod
Boeing,
pal.
Friend of the pod.
Boeing.
Man, thanks for getting us around all these years. You know? shout out transportation.
Right.
Sorry. That is dark. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so
I'm laughing a lot.
That's all right. So
death isn't cool.
Not cool. Weird moment of sincerity there. Anyway, so
we all just realized like hundreds of people died and one of the worst deaths ever.
Sobering.
We're like,
man.
We don't want to influence our fans with macabre thoughts.
No.
Anyway, so but what were we talking about? We're talking about
cheating into getting college.
Cheating into college.
Being rich.
So I was thinking a lot about this because I was publicly shamed by a fashion designer.
Yeah.
Named like Giuliano.
Fucker.
Wait, is this true?
This is the husband of Aunt Becky.
I was like,
ugh. Oh, right.
Guy named,
oh, yeah. The guy runs
it was his
Massimo.
Quote.
Yeah.
He's like a Target fashion designer?
Yeah,
exactly, dude.
Right.
And to make matters worse, I used to wear a Massimo hat in the fourth grade.
Tight.
I thought it was like the pinnacle of fashion.
Right.
You're like Italian.
For fourth
Italian.
Graders, it is.
I was like, this is definitely going to get me a couple looks on the schoolyard.
Oh, my God.
And
it must have been hurtful as a fellow Italian American.
Yeah.
This guy has no idea. Doesn't he know that we have our alumni is. Star-studded. We have Scott Peterson.
Cool.
Holy shit, really?
You feel stupid now, don't you?
Keynote speaker.
David Spade.
Okay. Oh,
that's actually pretty
that's
tight.
That's a great one.
I think Jimmy Kimmel went there for a semester.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
right
even
on.
Though he claims UNLV, I'm going to claim him.
Yep. Okay.
Because he's done well.
Right.
I love it.
Stop listening after Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson's innocent. Okay. He was set up.
Probably not. But anyway, so that story is been it's actually remarkable how much news coverage it's gotten, because it is a big deal, but it's also it seems like one of those stories that people, because of the people who are involved, like then the mainstream media would have just kind of glossed over it because it's kind of a shame on the people that are probably running the company.
Yeah.
But I love that it's getting coverage. All those people, I hope. I hope they rot in fucking ASU and
in the Tempe desert.
Yeah.
It's a great mix too of high end finance people.
Right.
Like CEOs of financial, like investment companies. So it's like, you know, that's that's rich whitey finance, which
totally,
which is evil to the media, right?
Totally.
So that's check. But the curveball is then you also have this sort of Hollywood actor liberal elite, which right. sort of like you know, is like doesn't quite match up with the
right.
the story.
Well, yeah. So my friend
Aunt Becky is the just
that I think is the most important. I don't know if it's the most important part, but it's a huge part of this whole thing. Is that the people who are have committed these things, these crimes, are the people who are like pushing for affirmative action and being like the fucking woke left, right?
Well, it's these Hollywood people, hypocrisy.
Yeah, proof. Exactly.
It's like
exactly.
This is why people hate right. Hollywood.
Totally.
This
is the exact.
And it's the people that you don't even think are. You know, like if I were to think of like who are the biggest assholes in Hollywood,
yeah.
I wouldn't think of Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, I know.
But I do now.
Well, in all fairness to that,
William H. Macy, because they're not married, he's not implicated. Which
yeah,
is
true.
Wait, really?
Smart move.
I thought they were married.
You're not my son, so
you're technically not mine.
Whoa.
So I also think that this is. So I will say, and this isn't defense of them, obviously, because I don't like them, but. I'm sure, especially the actors and actresses who, like, I can't imagine them being too involved in their kids' lives. I'm sure they were just like, yeah, I'll pay to give them tutoring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. $20,000 seems expensive, but sure, tutoring, right?
No.
Let's do it.
But that's not it. So the FBI got the guy who's running the scam to turn on them. So he wired.
Oh, you're right, actually. And they were aware.
We're going to hear eventually. I mean, this stuff's going to be, like, in court and protected, but. He's wearing a wire and he's going, so you want me to glue your child's head onto this, your white daughter's head onto this black soccer boy's body? And so, and like, they're like,
yes, do that. Please do that.
So they're like cutting and pasting out all the stuff and applying. And like, that's, it's funny.
Cartoon.
It's like
cartoonishly
genius.
They're like knowingly donating like $50,000 and more to this guy and receiving like that certificate back. That's like, I did not receive any goods or services in exchange for this donation. And then the guy's like, by the way, I'm going to help your kid cheat on the SAT and I'm going to get him into USC. And it's like, what the fuck?
Which is, USC is not a good school.
USC is a great school.
To me, their reputation's always been, it's in the title, University of Spoiled Children. Like,
well, that's what we're talking about, though.
I know, but it's like, it's always been public. And I feel like it's the kind of school whereas if you just paid, you could get in.
Yeah,
if
I hear you.
Totally.
But you know, like I didn't consider it on the level of Stanford.
No, yeah, Stanford, you know what I mean? The Stanford Yale thing, I think, is where this is actually, there are a lot of other pieces of this that are actually very interesting that I've heard. So now there's a class action lawsuit.
You know, there's a real winner in this whole thing. It's Arizona State.
Arizona State, the only
school that has never cheated.
Yeah, the real winner is community college.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, so the thing that I'm starting to hear, which I think is really interesting. So there's a class action lawsuit from some students at Stanford.
Yeah, I like that they're going for the money.
They're going for it, but they're saying that this devalues their degree, which it does.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's really interesting. And then a part of this also is the fact that, so I was listening to, I think, the New York Times Daily, which is a great podcast, by the way. Shout out, Pod Pals, New York Times. One of their points, which was there, you don't see income growth from people that are already wealthy with nice schools.
Yeah.
You do see with like people like us, right? The fucking lowest tier, the regular, trash people.
Yeah. Regular Joe
the
plumber.
The scum of the earth. Like we would have income growth if we went to Stanford or Yale or whatever. But with these families, the people that are involved, it's solely a bragging rights thing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they're doing it. It's literally like buying a fucking Rolex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like even more despicable because these kids, is the other thing too, is like the kids don't know. They don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And they also don't realize what their parents have done.
Yeah.
Like it's literally like, I guess, you know, like, oh, I guess I got to go to Stanford next year.
It's
right.
It's so funny too. It's like, they don't really want to be there, but they do want the like clout of being at USC.
I know.
Like,
you know
that stupid dumb bitch, Lori Loughlin's daughter, is like, I hate school.
Yeah,
because
she's an influencer too, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys have friends that went to Ivy League schools? I'm sure you do.
Yes.
So many. This is, I mean, I've got a lot.
All of my friends I don't, went to Ivy League school.
Can I meet them? I know none of them. So I
would
You don't know any Ivy League schools?
Just kidding.
Okay. So if you went to Harvard, you say, I went to a school in Massachusetts. That's what Harvard people say. Because they want to like, they don't want to say Harvard. So it's like,
yeah,
this
they don't want to be like, yeah. Because
it sounds
dollars.
Braggy, even though it's become like, it's like the other way of bragging, which is funny. And then if you went to Yale, you say like, I went to a school in Connecticut.
Right, right.
And so it's like, there's only one or two schools there.
Yeah.
So now when you went to Arizona State, you say, I went to a little school just southwest of Scottsdale. Yeah. And everybody just knows. You know?
Dude, we should sell ASU merch.
Oh,
like on our website.
Yeah, dude, Sparky. Yeah. Sparky,
like
the
partner with ASU.
I love that idea so much.
They would probably sponsor us.
Probably
I think so.
Would.
So this is a really fun story.
Yeah.
It's dark because our world is a fucking draconian capitalist nightmare, but it's also funny for a different reason. So this is another story that I'm going to hit that came up last 5 hours ago, which is really interesting, and it is I found it on I'm a Total Piece of Shit, which is a really is a pretty fucking good sub. It's literally people that are absolute monsters, and I didn't understand, so I had to do some research when I got up this morning. And it's a picture of Amber Heard. That's all it is, and it's the title is, this smug looking piece of shit that lied about being abused destroyed a man's career and image, played victim for 3 years, all while she was the one that abused him, damn near cutting off his finger on one occasion. She admitted to abusing him under oath.
What?
This is the Jussie Smollett of feminism, which that end sentence is a little heavy, but the Jussie Smollett, of course, is the guy who lied about getting attacked in Chicago, or at least was accused of lying.
Hey, you know, innocent till proven guilty.
He is pleading not guilty, so we don't totally know, but it seems like the evidence is not in his favor. But so the Amber Heard story is really interesting from what I understand. So evidently Johnny Depp was canceled in quotes because of abuse allegations by Amber Heard.
So
he has since sued for defamation for $50 million. And the evidence he has is like very damning.
What is the evidence?
He has 18 security cameras and he has testimony from the staff security at his fucking compound, right? And then a bunch of other shit. Like, there's a bunch of things that it's kind of all coming out now, but it's another one of these moments where I'm just like,
so here's my question quickly. Was it a mutual abuse thing, or was her abuse definitely worse?
Oh, I don't know. It seems like
at the very least mutual abuse. At the very least mutual abuse. It was
exactly.
Just
yeah.
That
so
is fucked up.
But it's a shame, because this is another one of those instances of like, The Jussie Smollett one hit me. Like, we're all white people here. We're all white men here.
We're all white men around this.
But
table.
We're all white people. So I can't empathize in the way that I wish I could with what people were feeling with the Jussie Smollett thing.
Oh yeah.
Because I think for the black community and the gay community, that's a brutal thing. And then when it flips and you find out that that person was just exploiting those narratives for his own benefit, it is just such a fucking downer, because it kills that movement. It just destroys it in its wake. And I think it's the same thing now with this Amber Heard thing, where we're starting to see more of these stories, unfortunately, of kind of exploiting a narrative against powerful men, or just men in general, for their own benefit. I'm not saying it always happens. I'm saying that when it happens in this case, it's really damning to the movement.
Because they're
victims in this situation. It's a shame. You know what I mean?
Feels like it discredits the whole
thing. And this person needs to be truly penalized, because that is the only way you can keep this shit from happening.
Yeah.
Like Amber Heard, if what these new kind of allegations, et cetera, are true, and I'm not, again, we don't know, but like that needs to truly, truly, truly get the fucking blunt force of the law in the same way, and the blunt force of her career ruined in the same way that Johnny Depp would.
Yeah,
because that's the only way you can prevent from this shit from fucking happening.
Yeah, and it's the only way to protect people like who are actual victims in the future, because otherwise they're all going to get told they're making it up.
Totally.
I'm seeing a trend here. And you know, you guys, I consult with the Rand Institute. So
right. We are.
I'm paid.
We all consult with the Rand Institute.
We're a think tank. I'm paid to see trends.
Right.
I'm seeing a trend where Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, piece of shit liars.
Right. Yep.
Jesse Smollett, piece of shit liar.
Yep.
Aunt Becky, piece of shit liar. Right. What do they all have in common?
Reality TV.
Actors.
Oh, okay.
In Hollywood.
Yeah.
Maybe all actors are pieces of shit. I just have done the math. And this is my South Park pitch episode.
I think you're probably right.
I don't think you're that far off, actually.
Well, that's why the Rand pays me the big bucks, dude.
That's why. We are consulting.
I'm just connecting the dots.
I mean, I do think that there is something to be said for the narcissism that is implied in being an actor or an actress or being a Hollywood personality.
Like a self-important, I can do what I want type of attitude.
Well, that's, I think, the thing. The self-importance,
I think,
is the problem, right?
I'm very self-important.
Right. But anyway, so this is actually an interesting segue into what we were going to talk about today, which we probably should: justice pornography. Justice porn is an old one that I this is actually one of my segues into Reddit. Who suggested this? You suggested this?
Yes.
Doc?
Based on the college admissions scandal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. That's scandal.
I know. So, and that was one of the ones that was kind of making its rounds on justice porn, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is interesting about that scandal is I don't know if you guys are not in the parent scene yet, but you know, the preschool scene is very competitive. There's like good preschools and there's like average preschools, and parents want to get their kids into the good preschools, but they're tiny.
Totally.
Yeah. So parents literally just basically donate money, right? And this is like every parent has this story of like there's a meeting, they want to see your financial statements, they want to see how much money you make,
right?
Because they want to know, can you donate over
time? They want to find your
to look at your bank statements and stuff to see that you have like money in the bank.
Man, that's fucked
so that's up. That's how preschools act. So as a parent, you're sort of groomed that money gets your kid into school, and that's the name of the game. And so I'm sure grade schools are the same, I'm sure high schools are the same. So why would colleges be any different? So when you're a parent, you're like, yeah, I'll just pay to get them in.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. Well, that's how the system works.
Yeah, and
so to me, I'm like, let's paint the full picture with this.
That's so fucked.
It's true, but it's also like, it is true. Like,
connect the dots, man.
I feel like this like school admissions scandal is like the most justice porny for the middle class, because like
totally
you know, we've all done, we're like, college admissions is pay to play, like it always has been. Like everyone in high school pays hundreds and hundreds of dollars and maybe more on tutors and on SAT tutoring. And it's like, if your family doesn't have money, you don't get that tutoring. You kind of just have to do
it
yourself.
You have to go to ASU
and go into
the salt mines at ASU.
Salt mines at ASU.
Getting a BFA in salt mining.
And you're just like trying to mine all of that salt for all the margaritas in Scottsdale.
That's right.
And it's like fucking awful.
I mean, how else do you get the salt on the crisp?
How else do you do that?
I mean, that is... ASU is literally breeding the next generation of salt miners
for
the margaritas
of
USC students.
Yeah. That's right.
Big Marg. Big Marg.
Follow the money. Big Marg.
Our only study abroad.
Big salt.
Our only study abroad program was Cabo San Lucas, because we'd go down there to bring more salt down for the more margaritas.
It's intense labor.
That's right.
And meanwhile, little bitches like me are...
Where did you go?
Oh,
not
Fresno State?
LMU.
Oh, yeah. That's like a nice-ish
school. That's a very pay-to-play situation.
Well, it's honestly not like a, it's not like a, wow, you went to LMU? Holy cow. But but my parents did pay for me to do like tutoring and, you know, writing. The only reason I passed high school math is because I had a private tutor for like 3 full years.
Right.
I don't understand math. I needed like an actual lady to come and like hook me up to machines and try to like help me understand math.
Try to like give you intravenous math.
Like I would have failed out of math if my parents hadn't done that.
That's tight, dude.
So, I mean,
shout out Dogbib's dad.
Yeah.
Driving his Miata.
Dogbib's dad.
his one seat
drop
Miata.
Top Miata.
Take my kid, teacher math.
Yeah, I'm going
to
drive.
I got to go to the dog races.
I got to go to the links.
All right. Anyway, so I agree. I think this is so let's talk a little bit about the actual what justice porn is. Because I think there's justice served, which is another subreddit, and there's justice porn. And I think justice served and justice porn are kind of similar, but I think justice served is a little bit more like, hey, they got that guy, right? Justice porn is a little bit like videos of people who are being dicks. Yeah. Not only videos, but like people that are being dicks, and then they get shut down or something happens where you go, fuck yeah, that feels good watching that person get fucked, right?
Yeah. Like justice served is like good.
Yeah.
Justice porn is good.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, so that, I mean, the top one right now as we're having this pod is annoying heckler calls Joe Rogan fat after the show gets shut down, right?
Good.
So it's like shit like that you're just like, that'll feel nice.
Yep.
Like the heckler ones are actually, I always love when a comedian does a number on like a bad heckler.
Me too.
And then what I really like is seeing how upset the hecklers get.
Yeah.
When they like get up and storm off.
Right.
Like they fucking had the right to just be a dickhead during the show.
I feel like the philosophy is from the heckler, like, I wish I was a comedian. And the fact that it's more an internal struggle, right? It's
like I'm trying. I'm going to take advantage of this moment.
Yep. This thing that I wish I could do that you're doing, I'm jealous. So I'm going to ruin it for everybody.
Totally. Yep.
And then they get ruined.
Have you ever had a heckler?
No.
Good.
Well, I'd
cry if that happened to me.
I've been heckled so much in my life, though. I feel like it's
just by family,
just by family friends.
Like, the margarita crowd.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
when you're bringing in the salt to like to shovel onto there,
the head whip and the salt mines.
Oh,
heckles you.
Yeah, Greg.
Greg.
He was Australian.
Greg.
The cross-dressing Greg.
Greg.
Oink, Greg.
Was that our guy?
Jif.
Jif.
Shout out last episode when we created a transvestite baseball fan.
Aussie.
Australian World Series fan.
Who drank heavy Miller Lights and made out with men at baseball games.
Yeah. Good character development is what the Rand pays us for. But let's go over some of these posts. Just so I think that these
dots,
are...
Dude.
I think this is a little bit different one because we're not really doing... This is... almost all these are videos, right? Which is really fun to watch, obviously, but is also something we're not going to be doing on this podcast. It's not what we flip and do. But here are some good stories too that I think are really nice. So, New Jersey transit cops remove woman from train for refusing to take her bag off the seat in a crowded train.
No.
So this is a good one. This is like a little bit of the dust of the kind of feminism is cancer crowd, which is is obviously annoying and fucking dumb, but
what's that crowd? I'm sorry.
Well, that's
you know, the ones that are like, feminism is cancer.
Right.
You know,
those people. But the reason I say that is because this is like the woman manspreading thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where like people always are like, manspreading, look at these fucking men that are fucking spread
men
their crotches.
So
like they have all this fucking space. And then the women who will say that with their giant fucking purse sitting on the seat beside them.
That's called, so many times at the airport that happens.
It's called fucking insane.
Vag gaping, I think.
Yeah. Vag flapping, I think.
Vag flapping.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
What a
hashtag.
What a phrase that we just invented.
Spreading and vag flapping.
That is.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what it's called.
That's everyone knows that on the East Coast.
Shout out.
Have you guys ever been to the East Coast? That's what everyone says.
That's what everybody says.
East Coast? Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be a good opportunity to say rate, like, subscribe for new terms coined
on
the internet.
If you're looking for terms,
you come to the right
pod.
did you terms?
Are you trying to
podcast about terms?
Impress your new group of social friends?
Yeah.
You want some cool hip terms?
Oh, shit.
We got them. But that one, so I do. I mean, that's one of those things where, again, it's like there's rampant hypocrisy. This is actually a common theme, I think, in justice porn, is like when hypocrisy is mitigated with justice, right? Yep. Like that's the beauty of, again, the be like, you know, the woke left paying for their way into college, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because in all of these examples, most of these examples are the justice is fast. It's within like 17 seconds.
Totally.
So like, as opposed to like, you know, in politics, you might never get your sweet, sweet revenge.
Totally.
Like, whatever the injustices will just live on and nobody will actually get their due. But in this sub, people get the due. So it's sort of like you're alleviating some of the stresses that we have about other bullshit hypocrisy. And we can see it right here all like boiled into one little page.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really interesting point because there's
big
a
bucks.
Yeah, the big bucks. Well, there's another thing that you see here, which is common social things that are happening. That you're seeing, the world is a harsh and fucking unforgiving place where a lot of things happen. We're just like, God damn it. Like the second post down that I'm looking at right now, I think I'm sorting by top of the year, is three poachers eaten by lions after breaking in a game reserve to hunt rhinos, right?
Yeah.
Which was a popular article. But the reason that's so fucking nice is because the rhinos
paid for this.
Yeah. The rhinos are literally being destroyed. They're being demolished. Like, we're not going to have rhinos. Like,
I heard like three a day kind of. You're like, what? Three a day? There's only like 450 left.
Yeah.
Like, that's like next week they'll be gone.
Exactly. So it's all fucked up. So you see that, and immediately we go, fuck yes. Like, hell yeah. Fuck poachers. The lions are tight.
Yeah, love them.
Protecting the fucking people,
lions,
right?
Protecting
the rhinos. They are definitely, no question, pod pals. So I think that's what's actually really interesting about this. And I think that's why I brought up the kind of man spreading thing.
Yes.
Is because that's a thing that is in culture that people are clamoring on about for good and bad reasons, right? And then seeing the opposite reaction with this. It's a commentary on things that are happening, which I like. I think it's a cool thing about justice porn.
I do too. Like, and I think that's one thing that I think gets brought up a lot is like the feminism issue of,
right.
And this is, I wouldn't even call it a feminism issue, but it's like something a lot of people bring
up. Right.
Can you hit a lady if she's hit you first?
That's a interesting.
What do you guys think? I say, go for it. I mean, God, if somebody hits me, I don't care who it is. I'm going to hit them back.
But
I say this is a situational thing. I feel like
maybe size is an issue. Like
if
there's a woman who's clearly larger than me and like
jacked. Yeah.
I'm like, maybe it's like you're defending yourself for real, but if they're most of the time, a woman's going to be like less muscular than a man.
This is situational.
Check out the link I just sent you guys, because this one is one of the top of all time, has 14,000 upvotes.
The train.
Man smacks the soul out of a girl subway.
What a description.
Yeah, and like, when you hear that, like, most people are like, holy cannoli, what the heck? I got to check this
out.
That's
rude,
horrible.
Man. Yeah.
But oh my God, this girl is like,
she's going off.
Insanely aggressive, smacking him, smacking stuff out of his hands, getting in his face.
Yeah.
And he holds off for a long, 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 long time. It's not like he can walk away. He's in a subway car.
This is one of those moments where
it's like justified.
And this is also,
speed up here.
This is also a nice, I mean, this is an interesting, I'm glad that you said it first, dog, because I don't know if we can, I think you can smack a girl first, am I right?
Am I right?
Shout out everybody, lives in trailer parks.
Equal opportunity,
this is like a thing, right, where this kind of goes back to a little bit of the Amber Heard thing, where you're just like, when you think that you're untouchable solely for that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
That there's this is situational, right? Like, the thing with men hitting women obviously is the fact that part of it, there's a physical disadvantage that makes it's picking on somebody smaller than you
did I just hear you say men are better than women?
let me just reword that for you.
This is how news works.
I think that's why that's a real thing. But in this situation,
this video is like the perfect story.
Yeah, and this guy is literally getting picked on by women that There's, are physically abusing women. Him. Yeah.
And he can't run away.
Yeah, like, and he deserves to be able to defend himself.
And then that's they, like the reality. At a certain point, like, smack him and start, like, pushing him around.
Yeah.
So they've now...
Right.
And it's like 2-on-1. Like, he can't just hold someone's hands back if there's totally. Another person hitting it. Like, I do think, yeah, it's very, like, you have to have the planets aligned for it to be okay. Totally. But
well, what is the law would state that he's legally allowed to defend himself if somebody's coming after him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I go with the law on this one.
Yeah. I think in other case, if he wasn't in a subway and there weren't two people going after him so hard, I mean... I still feel like you should be able to defend yourself, but as like a 6'5" dude, he'd probably be better served just walking away. But you can't in this situation. He's stuck.
Yeah, he's stuck.
It's hard to get in between subway cars.
Yeah, totally. Man.
You ever tried to open those doors? You guys don't know the backstory of that video, though, do you?
No, man.
Oh,
what's the backstory, man?
Oh, well, they've known each other since the third grade. And Kevin, the tall guy, he dissed Kendra.
Oh.
Back in the fifth grade and didn't ask her to go to the dance. So this has been going on for years.
Oh, my God.
And so when she came after him for his leather jacket with the number 9 on the back.
Right. Reminded her of when she was nine.
That's right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay. Well, thanks for that backstory.
Thank you.
Now that we have a little bit more context.
Yeah. It's all contextual.
It's all contextual. But, yeah, so that's – I mean, that's – it's an interesting – that one is – that I remember seeing that.
A lot of these are very hard to watch for me. I don't know if you guys have that.
Oh, not me. I love watching these.
See, I think there's...
I really love watching these.
I'm like, oh, man. I don't like seeing people get hit, I think is what it is. Like, and there's this common term on here, which I think is... which is a great, like, cultural term. It's just simple. It's wait for it, right? Every time a video says wait for it, you go, okay, that means at a certain point, this guy's just going to, like, punch someone and knock them out.
Go gnarly,
And I think that moment like makes me a little cringy.
Well,
you get a little erect. You're flaccid.
Justice porn for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I think that, I mean, that's the point of the justice porn, though, is the fact that you, I don't like watching people get hit, but I like watching people that deserve retribution receive their due, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like, I mean, the top of all time is kid gets punched by fellow student after kid punches female teacher. Right?
Oh, I like that.
So again, there's like another one where you're just like, well, shit, dude, like fucking awesome. Like the guy clearly deserved it.
Yep. Oh, it's
unavailable
on YouTube. Let me see if someone's posted a mirror.
Oh, that sounds like a federal injunction.
Oh my
two
God,
scumbags versus one bouncer. Another one that you're just like, oh, another not available. But this is another one where you're just like, and I actually remember that one. I remember it was like two drunk idiots are like harassing a bouncer, right? The bouncer is super calm, hanging out, and then eventually one of them hits him, and then the bouncer just knocks the guys out.
Oh.
And again, it's just one of those things you're just like, you know what? Fucking good.
Yeah.
Learn a lesson, goddammit.
A fucking lesson.
A road rage driver assaults motorcyclist, gets taken down.
Oh.
This is another really, really good one. Yeah. So this is a guy who, for whatever fucking reason, is just like, thinks that he deserves has the right to go and harass this dude, just like a tough guy, right? And then two kids walking down the street go and get the guy who's harassing the dude and like just knock him down and like put him in his place. Which I love.
God, this is funny. Here's, the top comment, it really like nails it. This is Justice Porn Gold, says Jover Drive. It has everything. It has everything, Stefan voice. Girl getting roughed up. Piece of trash driver acts so stupid his sobriety is in question. Gets ass handed to him. Lies about what happened. Doesn't know it's being recorded. Every man hero rider acts flawlessly and is the bigger man.
Right.
Get to see the look on the driver's face when put in place in glorious 1080p. Landscape video. Accompanying news story. Police will likely bust the driver.
Amazing. See, that's all the stuff we want. And then there's also, like, this is another one that I just, like, generally speaking, like, this one just speaks to my fucking heart. Spoiled brat gets knocked down a peg, right?
Ooh.
And this one is just, like, literally a kid who thinks that the world just fucking bows down to his feet, right?
Oh, I love
that. And just gets, like, smacked down by a dude who's like a menial worker guy. Right?
Good. And again, it's nice. Happened to Lori Loughlin's daughter.
I know, man. I know. She is fucking the worst, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like her she's attitude the worst, is so
she's
bad.
Gross. Go on to be the worst.
Ugh.
I know.
This one's really cool. This incident occurred at an intersection in China, and this surveillance camera picks up a BMW attempting to swerve into a bicyclist. And then two passengers come and help get out and help the cyclist. But then the 36-year-old driver storms out of the vehicle and he's holding a machete.
Oh,
shit.
Damn.
And then the other people take it from him and hack him to death and kill him.
Oh, goddamn.
Holy cannoli.
And it's hilarious.
I love that.
BMW driver attacks cyclist in viral road rage video, gets killed with his own machete.
Damn. That's
you justice got justice porn.
Oh, my God, yeah. You guys. Being killed with a machete, like, machetes scare the shit out of me.
Yes. Getting knifed would be brutal.
Hacked.
That would be brutal. Here's actually another one where
that's the other kind of getting hacked. Like, what kind of hacked would you rather be?
Yeah.
Russian hacked or right. machete
or
hacked?
Or machete hacked.
Oh,
Russian. That's a big question.
I'm going to go
day.
With Russian. Yeah.
Good
take
to know.
All my
relatively
data.
Easy. Easy
all
one.
The
yeah.
Trumps.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Here's a fun one from Vice 11 days ago. By the way, also, justice porn was. Not down, but it was on the downswing for a long time.
Yeah.
Like it was, and it's recently kind of made a comeback. So
interesting. I shout out, why shout out, justice porn.
I don't know. I think a lot of the videos were getting mirrored because they were getting taken down by YouTube. So it was just like less fun.
There should be like a Imgur for video.
Right. I think it's called 4chan.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Right.
All right. So this was a phone scammer calls former FBI director and CIA.
What?
So a guy that was trying to like phone scam being like,
yeah,
he called an FBI former
yes.
director. So immediately like,
oh my God,
stung. Yeah.
Dude, I love that. I That's like some stupid, dumb beezy tried calling me a few weeks ago and was like, hey, Aaron, we need to talk about refinancing your college loan. And I'm like, no, we don't. No, we don't. You didn't even say what your name was or what company you work for. Like, I'm not calling you back.
It's so interesting that's an industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you sound like a normal, nice lady. Like, why are you doing this?
Ugh, flipping people, dude.
Jerks. Like the IRS stuff. Like,
oh, the
IRS
brutal.
Is
it's
never
like, yeah,
going to
call
always, you.
It's my least favorite
yeah.
scam. Yeah.
And
well, not only are they
you,
not going to call
gonna
you.
They're send you a letter. So
they're not
going to
call you and... They're certainly not going to call you from a robocall.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, no.
Fucking idiots, man.
Jerks.
But yeah, so these are, I'm seeing a lot of ones that are very, a lot of justice porn, I think is predicated on physical violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it. I mean.
Yeah. Love it. I mean.
not good.
Yeah. I mean, here's another one. Body cam footage, suspect traffic stop, pulls out gun. And shoots at officer. He swiftly takes him out as he tries to escape.
Whoa.
So it's a lot of stuff like that where guy drifts in front of school, gets surprised mofo by a cop.
Oh man.
Big guy gets put down. I mean, there's a lot of things like this that I just
Whoa.
I could watch these all day.
Me
I don't
too.
I don't know why. I don't know why people I don't what's your deal? What are you fucking wuss over there?
I just
read?
Yeah, I am. I just watched this old lady. She looks like she's about 90 getting beat up by like a 40-year-old man.
No.
And then this other guy comes up and beats up the guy.
Right.
But this lady then like hobbles away and she's like got blood coming from her face and she's right. an old lady.
That's the Russian one, right?
Yeah, the Russian
oh
one. And I'm just
God.
Like
I remember that one.
Oh man, like that like makes me uncomfortable.
Well, but here's the thing though.
I'm a sensitive, I'm like what you call, I'm like an Italian sports car, you know, it's like a little bit finicky, you know, really hard to start.
Oh shit.
Really hard to turn on.
Oh my God, you guys, I just sent you this link. Girl throws drink at McDonald's
oh, this
employee
is a good one.
And gets what she's looking for. Bonus, tries to fight the Good Samaritan breaking it up. Double justice porn.
Oh,
this
amazing.
Psycho woman threw a shake at like
right.
this 8-foot tall Samoan woman who works at
yeah.
don't mess
McDonald's.
With Samoans.
Poor choice for start. Yeah, that was, if you're going to
yeah.
fight somebody.
Don't go
don't,
for the girl
don't fight
who's
her.
Three
yeah.
times as big as you.
Right.
And my God, she is getting beat right. up.
And like if I'm seeing
one
this,
boob is flat out yeah. flying in the wind.
Tits
don't,
out.
Don't bury the lead here. She got checked so hard her boob fell out.
Yeah. Right. Don't bury the lead.
Don't bury the lead. Her right. boob is out and wow. flipping around.
And then this the fucking the woman that oh. she does it against is just massive. The most intimidating. Yeah. Have you guys seen Glitter? I think is that the one that the Netflix show?
Oh my
Glow?
God, no.
Or Glow. This no. reminds me of the woman on Glow, the big, I think she might actually be Simone yeah. in the show, who just is just a unit, dude.
Oh my
an
God.
Absolute unit. And
I heard that she show chonk. Was great.
It's a very good one. Yeah, she chonk.
Do you guys know the Monterey Bay Aquarium Instagram post about the fat?
Yes. The otter.
She chonk.
Oh my chonk. God. That was the funniest, saddest,
they,
like,
they got
series
in trouble
of interactions.
For, like,
appropriating
I guess but yeah. like, I'm like wait, it was funny right
was it fat shaming a
it was they got a, I think they got trouble for like African-American cultural appropriations and making fun of fat people
for yeah. chonk
yeah well, so they were like but it what? It's weird because like it was very it was so fucking funny
right.
because this otter was fat it was like very round they call I think they called the otter like chonk absolute unit like all these amazing. Funny
absolute
like,
unit yeah. like it was like funny yeah.
yeah
absolute unit's a popular Reddit thing right
but
now
but then a lot of people
love.
Were like hey Monterey Bay Aquarium stop appropriating African-American vernacular
I wonder if
English.
Anybody in the world. Really complained or just one person complained and
I wonder yeah
because everybody
like
else
a,
I talked to was like that was funny
I know. It right. seemed you know what it seemed like a Tumblr situation.
It did seem like a Tumblr situation.
Yeah.
Tumblr in action.
Yeah, yep. Tumblr in action moment.
Ooh, what's
where it's
that?
Like,
TIA?
Can't we just laugh at this fat otter? But, hey, listeners, if you're out there and you have a reason why that wasn't cool, please let us know.
We would
know.
Actually love to know.
Because I am really interested in hearing your perspective.
We're
you
insensitive.
You gotta make a case,
so,
because yeah. if you're just like someone who doesn't like to have a good right. time and that's your case, then yeah. that's not good enough for
yeah.
us.
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah. I am open to being... put in my place on yeah. this otter thing.
Yeah, because fat animals in an aquarium are funny.
Yeah.
I
oh my God. I follow this Instagram account called Round Boys and it's all just
is that like Proud
fat.
Boys?
It's not. Oh. It's like these fat circular animals and like, of course, you'll get people in the comments that are like, this is very unhealthy for the pug. And it's like, we know that. Like, I think we all know that going right. into Round Boys. Can we right. just laugh at an image? Yeah. Like, I just want to laugh at a fat pug.
Yeah. Do you guys use it next door?
Oh man, Nextdoor at some people, someday soon we have to do a Nextdoor pod.
That could
what
be
is
a
that?
Nextdoor oh. is like a community Facebook. It's like ooh. For your neighborhood.
Though. It is oh. it is the most right. dramatic shit.
Oh.
It is so
I've heard of
fucking
this
dramatic.
There are people on there that will just suck the life out of anything decent.
Yeah.
Like, literally anything. Every neighborhood has the same problem. It's so bizarre.
Every neighborhood
same
has the
assholes
same.
That are like, "Hey, like someone's like, "Oh my god, amazing Christmas lights on 2413 Main Street," and someone will be like, "Those violate the homeowners association
yeah.
and city laws."
Right.
And you're just like, "Fuck
and,
you!"
And you also get a ton of shit. I don't know if you get this. I get this all the time, where it's like, "Saw a black man wandering around the neighborhood today, looking at houses," and it was just like,
"Oh my!
You mean he was
Lord.
Walking?
Yeah. Like, you mean your
he was
neighbor
a
who
walk?
Isn't
yeah.
white was walking in his well, neighborhood? Yeah. Fuck!
This
you.
Is an
it's
interesting,
insane,
a
yeah.
really interesting argument on this. I don't want to divert too hard, but right. like." Oftentimes is a crime.
Right.
And someone's they go to describe the person who committed the crime. This is on video or something, or someone saw something.
Right.
And they won't say the race of the person.
Right.
And so then I'm reading it going, a 5'7" person with jeans and a t-shirt. And I'm like, no other specifics, because somebody doesn't want to be
right.
racist.
Right.
And I'm
right.
like, okay. I get what you're doing.
Yeah. Right. But we're not going to catch
is there
the guy.
Any information?
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
And like, and then so down the line, someone will say, any more specifics? And someone will be like, he was Latino. And then someone's like, what, do you think all Latinos are robbers?
Yeah,
and then
this like, oh my just, God, no, I'm just trying to catch the guy.
And it's this weird thing on there. And
oh
it's like really
goodness.
Funny to watch
oh
it all explode.
God.
I love the world so
not
much.
Not
and I hate the world
I
so
know.
Much.
It is like weird. Like whenever
like the
I'm
fact
like,
was he was this.
Right.
Yeah.
Or she was this. But you can't say it because
no.
of this, this, and this. I don't get the rules.
Right.
I know. I feel like it's people are very like nervous about
yeah.
referring to someone as like the you know oh like out of this right. group of people, which one are you talking about? The one with the dark brown eyes. And it's like, right. you're talking right. about the Asian guy. Like, yeah. Or yeah. you're talking about the white guy. Like, you're like, just yeah. sometimes it is just a descriptor.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's asshole, like yeah. assholery. But sometimes you just are like, I'm in a group.
It's
full
just funny how people don't of like context yeah. things. Like, it's such a big difference between guy being like, I think a black guy is going to try to steal something from my neighbor. Right. And then being like, something was stolen.
It's on video.
It happened to be a black guy. Yeah. Or whatever. And it's fucking, it's, yeah. people are idiots, dude.
It's like, yeah. if somebody stole something from you, just describe them as best you yeah. can, whether that's like yeah. a white nerd with freckles. Right.
I really wish, I
always a ginger. Yeah. You just, in my
it's
situation.
Always a ginger. I like, want, if I'm going to like frame someone for a crime, it's going to be the ginger. I'm going to be like, I was yeah. robbed by a ginger. Right.
I always get a little, every time they I deserve it. Every time something bad happens, I always like hope that it's not going to be somebody of color. I'm always yeah. like, please let it be a white guy. Please let it be a white guy. And I almost every time it's a white guy, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
It's they're, like anything bad yeah. that happens in the news. Like,
I know.
Like someone bombs a mosque and you're like, right. oh my God, like, please let that be a white guy and not someone like a person.
It always
of color.
Is a white guy if it's a mosque.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, you're yeah. right. It's always, it's usually white guys bombing places, but
well, white guys are super, white guys like to tinker yeah. is what it is.
That's what
like
it is.
And, we, and most white heard. Guys have like garages with some, I mean, look right behind you.
Right.
And so what
look
do you
at
do
all,
do
look at all the bombs in your garage, dude.
Yeah, I'd be a good candidate to build a bomb.
You're right. It's the same thing as the Amber Heard thing. Like if it's like a Muslim man who
right.
just bombed a Vons, like right. everybody's like, fuck, like this is just yeah, going to give more ammo to the racist people out there. You're like, I hope the guy who bombed this Vons is white.
I know. it's a funny world we live in right now. Like literally I think about this all the time.
Yes. Things like that. You're like, oh no, man, these racist guys got this black and put in, this isn't going to be good.
No.
I know.
And then you're like, but maybe it's not true. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Now this is weird.
Yeah. Now that was like the strangest thing about the Jussie Smollett thing is just like it, the cognitive fucking circus show that we're doing right now. I'm just like, oh, this is tough to navigate. Yeah. But yeah, this is, so there's a lot to be angry about in our society. And I think that justice porn, it does a good job analyzing them. So
yeah.
White guys commit more crimes.
According to TV commercials for ADT, it's all white guys.
Yes.
Is that true?
It's always like,
yeah,
big,
well, because we're in this cultural position
funny?
Where it's like, I can't put a black guy in a commercial who's robbing a house. Yeah. Cause then I'm ADT. And I mean, you know, so it's like, I'm going to put it all white guys.
Well, it is. It's, and I'm.
And then they're like, these like.
It's good because there's like no negative repercussions for white people if you start to put them in commercials.
I mean, this is, I like, I'm glad that they do that. I want all racism to go away.
But it's
just funny. It's such
a
weird, funny thing.
You know
what
they're, what's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
You know what the casting brief was.
That guy's like a denim jeans model. He's not like
I also love
like a robber.
And all of our fucking casting briefs are always like, we need, you know, diversity.
Yeah.
And I'm always just like,
do you mean specifically one kind of diversity?
Yeah. I know. And like, I'm also like, what's your intention with this? Like, tell me what your intention is with this. And it's always just a strange kind of fucking racism. So
my favorite is when they say, and my favorite, I mean least favorite, is when they're like culturally ambiguous.
I know.
And you're like, okay, well, are you going to just take a stand or not?
Yeah,
like, are you like, well, we don't want to feature a full on black person.
Right.
So we want them to be part white. And it's like, okay, guys, that's really creepy. Right. Like, come on.
Yeah. And so the real,
you know,
what we want then, to get back to justice porn, is we want anybody who does that to only get admitted to ASU.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
That is the ultimate justice porn.
That's their punishment.
That's their punishment. Get your fucking. If they're lucky, they'll get their master's degree in salt mining, and then they'll be a foreman. But
I love ASU.
I know.
Shout
out
ASU.
ASU
is
pal.
A special place.
It's a special place.
You're all jealous you didn't go there, to be honest.
I am.
Do you think Cheech is going to be legacy and automatically get in?
Oh yeah, he's leg, dude. He's leg. He's for sure leg.
You're gonna, what are you gonna like? You're gonna like name a newly planted oak tree on campus after the Russos, and he gets a free admission.
It's actually we've got this like long Sandy and Natty Light Tower that we've been building, and so we'll probably just like add one can to the top and put his write his name
for
on
donors.
It.
Well, you know, so the Russo family has donated these three urinals in the fucking. In the science building's men's bathroom, so
yeah. Oh, we didn't use urinals.
Again, they were Natty Light cans we put on the ground next to a drain. Those were urinals.
Yeah, amazing.
That place was ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I love it.
Went to Miami University, which is a fucking bougie, shitty white school.
In Miami.
I went there because my family couldn't afford out-of-state college, so they were like, you have to go in-state, and it was like the best school I could go to, so
right on, man.
But I don't care for them much.
No,
and I wish they would stop calling me to ask money for me.
Yeah.
I think you know where you find the most racially ambiguous people?
Honolulu.
No, the Seychelles Islands.
Ooh, is that true?
Ooh.
Are you doing some research right now?
I'm just doing or like the Maldives.
Tight.
Do you know where I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
So these are like the people that are from there are like kind of Indian, kind of Asian,
right?
Kind of black, kind of Somalian. You're like, I don't know what you are,
but
you got to look, and it's unique and it's ambiguous.
So what you're saying is we need to focus all of our racism on the Seychelles.
I think we should put a casting office in the Seychelles, dude. that's what I'm saying.
So much money.
Can we
get a racially offensive word for people from the Maldives or what?
I know, right?
We call them Malds? Malders?
Maldivers, dude.
Maldivers, dude?
Wow.
I really appreciate it if you would not call me a Maldiver. That is very offensive.
Would you
a Maldiver?
What do you hang out at the mall all day? You Maldiver?
How do you pronounce it? Seychelles?
It's like S-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E-S.
They're all so beautiful.
They are very beautiful people.
I just googled Seychelles people.
Good looking, but
they all look a little bit like Rihanna.
It's, you know what? It was like, you know, a long time ago, National Geographic put out like, this is what all people are going to look like in 300 years. And everybody's just like a sexy Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
That's them. Like the Seychelles Islands.
Everyone's like wearing lace and, and see-through bras. I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear a see-through bra.
Massive boobs and they're wearing lace. It's bizarre.
the people
we're
of
all
the future.
Gonna look
like. It's amazing. All right, let's close this guy out. We gotta get to our respective salt mines.
That salt's not going to dig itself.
That salt is not going to dig itself. So anyway, so we fucking justice porn. Get in it, dude.
Yep.
Don't jerk off to it, though. That'll be a real problem.
If you find yourself wanking, call a therapist.
If you J out to justice porn.
If you have a reaction like me, it's probably good. Where you're like, you know, I don't like to watch old ladies get their ass beat.
Nah.
All right,
I'm into watching old ladies get their ass beat.
All right, let's get a couple rands.
Are you hiring?
Rand Corporations.
Such a funny one.
All right.
It's called Spubby.
Spubby.
S-B-U-B-B-Y.
Okay.
And it's the Spubby is a logo whose text has been edited cleanly such that it resembles the original logo but reads like something else. So it looks a lot like Subway.
That's amazing.
And then like everything is like edited so well. It's like Spubby. Eef freef instead of eat free or something.
That's amazing.
But the top of all times is this Jack Lynx thing called Oops All Moisture Packets. So
that's cool.
It's like fake logos and fake packaging.
I love that.
Looks
that's funny.
Real.
That's super fun.
Ping pong.
Ping pong club.
Ping pong.
Ping pong club. That's good. I like that.
Stuff.
That's really funny. What do you got over there, Fried?
Oh, this is interesting. SpaceX Master Race.
Oh.
So it's in Musk we thrust. I think this is like nerdy white guys who believe Elon Musk is their god.
Are they mocking? Is it like a mockery thing or is
I'm
it like a fun?
I'm not sure yet. I think they're... they love Elon.
That's cool.
And I think they're trying to...
I like that they have a...
Elon crust.
Elon crust. Crust punks.
But there's definitely some mockery too.
I like it. I like that the self-effacing humor. All right, I'm not going to even do a random because I don't want our computer to get all methy again because I'm perpetually worried about that. All right. Well, this is fucking fun, dude. Go, don't punch chicks unless they punch you first.
And you're in an enclosed right. space, and there are a list of rules.
A list of rules. Yeah. Don't punch girls unless like, you follow this very specific list of rules.
I feel like it's nuclear, and it's like you, this is your last option, right?
Right. Yeah. This is the last, right. the nuclear option.
Yeah.
If you're paying a guy named Greg in Orange County to get your kid into a college by photoshopping your daughter's face on a fucking pro football player, good luck in prison because you're a fucking idiot.
Here's to meritocracy.
Yes, yes.
Here's to working hard and earning what you deserve.
Yes, exactly. In the mines, in the salt mines.
God, everyone's full of shit.
Yeah. That's a good way to end it. All right.
Full of shit.
Smoke mug, guys. Buy swords. You know, don't give up. And
grind that pole.
Grind that pole. Mine that salt.
And connect the dots.
Yeah. Is that a new one?
Follow the fucking money.
I just feel like connect the dots, man. It's all.
We got a new. I like grind that pole, mine that salt, connect the dots.
Mine that salt.
All right. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.